Kroger has been granted by the Carbondale Board of Trustees a 90-day extension to close on the property for the new City Market project. The representative for Kroger, Joel Starbuck, explained that he is waiting on final approval from Kroger.
Right now I am standing at the bottom of another little pit that I need to climb out of to keep this thing alive, and that is that Kroger to me is my bank. That's where I go and get my funds so I can do the projects that I think are profitable and doable in the state. And right now my bank is telling me that I don't have access to as many funds as I've had in the past year. Right now I'm trying to keep the relocation of the Carbondale store at the top of the list. And they know my intent and they know my desires, but they haven't told me what I'm going to be able to do here for the next 2 to 3 years. I think we all saw the Amazon announcement a couple weeks ago and the effect it had on Kroger and the response from the markets, and that gave pause again to the progress of where I was trying to go with this. So at that point I thought I knew something, and then the following day I did not know something. So I'm waiting to know something.
Concerning the existing store, when prompted by Trustee Heather Henry to comment, Starbuck hesitated to respond. Trustee Marty Silverstein followed up.
In other words, is our existing store at risk if you do not move forward at this time?
No, I don't think it is at risk. I think it's safe.
Isn't your lease on the existing store basically coming to an end in 2 or 3 years?
4 years. Yes.
4 years. Okay.
The fate of Carbondale's new City Market will depend on the performance of Kroger during the preceding months.
So I'm working off a budget that I've been told don't do anything yet, because we're not sure what we have.